already confrontation is another stuff. I don't want anybody to leave this meeting feeling like I didn't speak because I've got problems with the English Concord. The time when the language that came in, the dromedaris and Rekar and the Hooded Wolf, and the other language were the only official languages, belongs to the museums and archives of South Africa. So feel free to use whatever language. In fact, even in our debate, in this committee, we encourage people to use a lot of mother, father tongue. So feel free. If, for example, I speak Tshivenda, that language that borders the Limpopo River and goes across, I will need someone to translate so that others understand. We cannot, in our enthusiasm and passion for mother tongue, frustrate mutual understanding as long as we bring that balance. Honorable members, this is your time. We'll take 5 questions and they'll respond to them, and we'll take another batch of 5 until we've exhausted the questions. And that exhaustion must happen by 16 hours. Honorable member.
Okokuqala mandiyamkele i-report esiyinikwa zinkokheli okanye abaholi be-MRM. Ezinye izinto zibekwe zacaca kule document njengezinto ke ebesi abanye bethu sinama comments nama questions angaphendulekiyo. Imibuzo yam okwangoku okanye andana imibuzo noba zii-comments nakodwa ndizawucaca loo nto, ndizawubeka sibe yi-2 kwenzela uba ndingathathi ixesha likamgcini sihlalo ukuba uyandivumela. I-comment yam yokuqala, kuyo yonke inkcazelo ebekiwe ngendlela eyakhiwe ngayo i-MRM, ndiyavuya ke ukuba nge last 2 years bendikwelaa cala ku-MRM and akuyo promotion ne-demotion, kukushifta nje sihlalo ukuba abantu bebaninzi ukuzowuparticipeyitha. Ndiyavuya ke nokubona ubuso endibaziyo buninzi kakhulu. Ndiyaqonda uba bacinga uba ndizawubuza imibuzo egwenxa, kanti ke hayi, ndizawubuza imibuzo erayithi. Umbuzo endinawo okanye i-comment yile yokuba kwiripoti sifumana ukuba ekakhulu i-MRM ibonakala isenza laa nto kuthiwa i-educational awareness ekakhulu ke kwizimilo xa ndiva ibekwa ngokucacileyo. Endiqonda ndiyanelisa loo nto naxa ingekho enough, kodwa ingxakana endinayo yile yokuba ekuqinisekiseni ukuba abantu on the ground bayancedisa ukuba izimilo ezi ziyakheka apha phakathi kwabo, andifumani izinto ezinjengama-projects ngaphandle ke koo-conference noo-seminar noo-workshop, ii-projects ezingancedisa directly apha ebantwini ezii-more creative ezingenza into yokuba zincedise practically. Ukuba bekukho ithuba bendawuyenza i-example yezo zinto mhlawumbi ibiyawunceda. Umbuzo wam wokuqala okanye i-comment yam yokuqala leyo. Eyesibini kukuba kwi-display ekhona apha malunga nemali ecace kakuhle, ndingaba ndifuna ukwazi into yokuba imali efumaneke kuphela kwi-Department of Culture uphela na ngoba ngathi kubonakala yona ndano andibetha kwi pages ezingezizo kodwa ke bekufuna ukwazi kana namali ndiyazi bayeke afumaneka phindela ndifuna ukwazi lona enkosi
Your comment and question are extremely good, but the bad thing about them is that you've taken them from the list of comments and questions I wanted to raise. But anybody who didn't catch what he said, who did not understand the language, anybody? Okay. More questions, honorable members? Yes, please. Murutwa. Honorable Murutwa. So remember the other time I said Muratwa?
No, I'm Murutwa.
Fortunately, the Sowetan was not here. It would have made headlines.
Yeah, most of the people in it. MRM, they know me to be Murutwa, starting with Father Mkhari.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much for your presentation. I'm just bothered because I come from Gauteng. And I see here the work that is done in provinces. Gauteng seems... We are missing Gauteng. I don't know what is the reason for that. Maybe I can get an explanation. The other thing I wanted to question is the groups that the MRM is focusing on when they do their work in provinces. You see, I'm worried. We need this. I think we need it in our constituencies, Chairperson. And we need to work with the MRM as parliamentarians, as MPs, because of the situation we find ourselves in, our children, in our constituencies, the things that they do, they are just appalling. I think some of us have experienced them. And I think if we could have people who could... in your mobilization strategy, maybe include constituency offices. It would be a very good strategy, you know, to deal with these focus groups I'm telling about, talking about, especially the youngsters, the youth. I know that they don't want to be told about any moral regeneration. They want to know why is it. But the people from the old school like us, you feel out of place, especially people like me who stay in Soweto. We experience a lot of things, Chapters. I just don't want to go into details because I think Father understands what I mean. You find the streets, children just breaking bottles for no apparent reason. A street full of bottles and there are small kids, you know, walking around there. Nobody cares. We don't have the street committees that we used to have. And I think intervention, we need a lot in such places. And just to maybe to end up my comments, Chairperson, is that I think I welcome this presentation with open arms. And I think we need to communicate a lot with them as MPs and people who work in constituency offices, and we must inform them and get the details where we can really how we can communicate with them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry that some questions have been asked by...
Honorable Musheli.
But...
Are you not angry with me because I mentioned their names and I didn't mention yours? I just said honorable.
No.
I think I need moral regeneration.
I did not mind.
Okay, I need to be...
Yeah,
I think I need a revival.
Yeah, I am honorable Sizakele Msweli.
Thank you, honorable.
I'm very glad, although some questions have been asked by my colleagues, but to add on that, may I know whether all the districts that have structures are 100% MRM, those that you have visited? If not, what is MRM going to do about them? Two, do you go yourself to those districts or do some other methods to meet them? Number three, although it has been asked, how do you get the resources to run this very good project? Do you get it from the Arts and Culture Department or elsewhere, or rob people on the road? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mshweli Sizake. Feel free to respond to the questions. How you divide them is up to your good selves. If an honorable member asks a question on something you've said already, it's because you either said it too softly, and as you also realize, not all of us are young. Some are veterans, and some of us are emerging veterans. So that has an impact on our hearing capacity. Please respond.
I'm going to invite the CEO to deal with those questions that are of a very practical and operational nature. The only comment I would want to make is the comment that was made by Comrade Rosalie. Sounds very Catholic. And that was to do with what you describe as rather negative attitude of the youth towards anything that's to do with morality. I think one of our problems is that for some people, moral values or ethical values equals church. In other words, into yase kawele, yase sontwe. Whereas it's precisely why I said right from the beginning that the uniqueness of the MRM is that it has identified those nine values. We're quite aware there are many more other values, for instance, in different religions or kind of philosophical organizations and so on. But the nine that we have identified and after a consultative process of 5 years, those are described as positive or shared values. So whether you are a believing Christian, whether you are a communist, whether you are an atheist, whether you are a Hindu or whoever, or just no churchgoer at all, those are kind of values that I'm sure all those categories of organizations or persons would accept. If you take, for instance, the whole question of justice, or the question of murdering an innocent person, you don't have to be a Christian to say that is totally unacceptable, is totally inhuman, is wrong. So those are the values that we have really targeted, and we're trying as much as possible to spread them. I've had the privilege of addressing some, particularly students, you know, university students and so on, even high school students, on issues of, you know, morals and ethics and so on. Sometimes it's amazing what kind of insights they have, even what kind of positive ideas they have, provided I think they have a proper understanding of what we're really talking about. So I think, Honorable Member, you're quite right in saying that there are some terrible things that are happening these days, quite frankly, which are threatening the future of the country if they are allowed to continue unchecked. And therefore, we need all of us to work very, very, very hard together. But the point is, I say that I'm really making is that sometimes there's a misunderstanding of what the program of MRM is all about.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
CEO, just make it sharp and fast to the point so that honorable members don't report me to Parliament for not giving them enough time to ask more questions.
Okay. Thank you. The first question was educational awareness and no projects. Yes, we do educational awareness. And once we do that, people identify their own problems. And then at times that's why we need partners and to know about what other people are doing. Then we network them with those partners. I will cite one good example of the xenophobia in Alexandria, where we went when there was that xenophobia. But IDT was able to assist the whole province in terms of coming with a strategy in terms of emergency. So our role is that facilitative role rather than really on projects. When we come to maybe another example, in Mpumalanga, where people were talking about this cross-border problem, then we're able to network them with, and that's an opportunity for officials and others to come and look at those where we have been. So that's how we're looking at ourselves because also of the number of resources that we have. Yes, about the Department of Arts and Culture funding, yes, they are our major funder, Department of Arts and Culture. We get little for specific things from, it was Transnet Foundation that did the printing for us, and then and also for partly conferences, some of the conferences. We are struggling, as I had indicated, with the issue of resources. We have got lots of things that we can do in terms of our strategies, but the resources are limited. It's very difficult to find resources. Honorable Member Moruto, I hope. Gauteng. In Gauteng, what we have found, we are working on it. It has been very difficult. Once you don't have the active participation of the Premier, then you struggle. But having said that, there are municipalities that have done something in terms of moral regeneration. And there are departments like the Department of Education, which have done, we've done a lot of workshops on values and also issues in partnership with the public, with the nation, Films and Publications Board. We've done workshops on issues of pornography and things like that. So that's how at times we leverage the resources. So we identify organizations, but we still need a lot of work in Gauteng as a province. We know that the West Rand is really working, is organizing.
In fact,
1 minute. You spoke about issues of understanding with the vulnerable group. We had a meeting this year in terms of looking at intergenerational social dialogue. We will be partnering, I hope, with the Department of Arts and Culture and Social Development and other departments, where we want those discussions between the members. The district, as you saw me speaking in some of those, we go there, we visit. It's part of, if you look at our budget, our travel is very, because we physically go there and participate. At times, the provincial coordinators will do the work. Once they are on board with what we do, then they will do do the work.
Your time has expired. thank you. More questions, honorable members? Yes, honorable Tika.
Thank you very much. Imibuzo yam iphendulekile. Umbuzo endinawo ngoku olandelayo ngulo wokuba ndize kakuhle indlela yokuthi reach out kwi-community noku-invita i-participation ne-active participation ye-civil society initiatives or organizations. Kodwa umbuzo endinawo ngulo wokuba kungayibeka ukuba i-ownership ukuba i-civil society organizations zingathi siyayi-owna le process, ingaba at what degree? Ndirelate le nto kwiinto ezimbini ezibekiweyo kuqala, ukuba kaloku i-MRM yenziwe i-collective of civil society, NGOs and other stakeholders that you have mentioned. Kodwa kuphinde kwavakala indawo ethi i-MRM is working very close with faith-based organizations and social establishments or groups. Just probably a clarity on that, or mhlawumbi, ukucacela manje.
Another question, honorable members? Okay, let's deal with that one, and I'll also ask a few.
Thank you. Siyaqhubeka njalo, sifuna ukusebenzisana nama social groups ne ownership. A part of the conference, njalo masiba ne conference once a year, is to exactly identify as many formations as we possibly can. Hear from them what they are actually doing, find strategies and get advice from them. It's a continuous process. We are aware our civil organizations are having some challenges themselves in terms of transport, times, and you know, and resources. So that's where we are. That's why at times we even rely on municipalities to get us those civil societies, because they will provide transport and things like that. But it's a continuous process. We would like to have as many people as we possibly can.
Thank you. Let me add a few comments and questions. One, shall the committee be favored with copies of the introductory video, the speech by the chairperson, Father Mkach, and of the CEO? I've bundled those requests into one. I know honorable members will not object to getting access to those touchable and tangible documents. You mentioned programs in some radio slots. Do you make use of both the SABC and community radio stations, and in that usage, are you sensitive to the diversity of languages so that you access all the people of South Africa? Now, all of us have got favorite channels and radio programs we listen to. If you have those programs, I believe honorable members will be happy to be sent times, programs, in which language some of your programs will be run. That will probably reduce our concern about delivery by your good selves. Now, you mentioned Satanism. In our constitution, we have freedom of religion. How do you handle this issue of freedom of religion and Satanism? If you don't know what Satanism is, don't attempt to answer the question, because you'll entangle yourself in a difficult area. But if you do know, I think it might assist you to answer this question. In the introductory video, it's largely, if not exclusively, black people who are shown doing things. That are not very close to perfect behavior. Are you suggesting that other race groups are immune? Because that might have unintended consequences and interpretations. Even in your composition, what is the problem? I know you don't appoint yourselves, but what is the problem? You see the challenge. The issue of gender is addressed, but the issue of the Rainbow Nation is not there. Because sometimes people open up to you to the extent that they see that they are represented. I'm not saying we can do it in everything and everywhere, but the kind of group that you are, business, private sector, does throw significant sums of money into anti-crime programs, including provision of vehicles. In provinces such as Gauteng and elsewhere, the kind of work, if it's understood by the private sector, the kind of work you're doing also contributes to a healthier society. That health includes regenerated people will not kill, will not beggle, will not hijack. I think somewhere, somehow, the private sector does not understand what you're doing. They need moral regeneration themselves to understand what you're doing, because I think that might come with sizable support. Have you looked at that way? You touched on the Auditor General's opinion about yourself. Do you want to show some little thing on the projector there that supports what you say? One example. Now, dealing with our young, many people have premised the problems on the poor quality or absence of parenting, that we have lost Ubuntu. Every child is my child. And that there's a critical challenge. There are many children who have suffered trauma because of poor parenting or absence of parenting. Do you have programs to deal with this challenge? Now, this department is a promoter of many things, including films, art and crafts and drama. Have you found a way to penetrate those areas? And youth often are influenced by characters such as Jup Jup. Now, if you manage to attract some of them to your programs and they agree to inject some of the values into what they do, I just guess it might help. I include even Rebecca. What's the name? Malupe? Malupe. The program that she does. Now, how does South Africa compare with other countries? And I'm also interested if I look at the ethnic or racial landscape in our country, and you look at the Indian communities, the Pakistani communities, the Muslim communities, and that kind of thing, and the black communities, how do we compare, and what is the challenge in these areas? Because unless we diagnose sometimes specifically, we might go wrong in the kind of medication we prescribe and the treatment and follow-up treatment that we do. Diagnosis, good diagnosis, assists tremendously in dealing with whatever disease. Misdiagnosis creates problems for prescriptions and treatment. Some people have said to me, many people won't listen to government representatives talking about these issues. Just as government, government. Or it's church, church, church. And they've suggested, why don't you look at the possibility, maybe with a small allowance, of allowing some people in an age group or whatever, who, to whom people can listen, and especially the young. FIFA is here, and there'll be 40,000 workers importing themselves into the country. By workers, I mean sex workers. Mm-hmm. I read it in the newspaper, so you guys may have got it in the media. I'm not saying in Soweto, but it's there, that there'll be 40,000, the largest number that has ever visited here. What programs do we have incapacitating our people so that they know how to handle that challenge? From the perspective of moral regeneration, I don't think police can cope. Even when they go to arrest, it's alleged that some of them end up being arrested. It's an allegation I can't prove. Mandela at Oasis Motel in Blokwane had invited the lots of religious leaders. And he, amongst other things, he said, you religious leaders, if you stand far away and say the government will manage, you'll be terribly disappointed. There are certain areas in life where we simply do not have the competence to do things effectively. No, don't think that democracy is here, that you're going to close business. It might be time for even more business. dealing with the spirit of the nation and the people. I loved when he added, some people may be dressed in my own organization's colors, ANC, and you people know the language, a wolf in sheep's clothing. They might dress in certain colors because it facilitates doing their thing safer and more effectively. It was a very interesting encounter. I was with you at Waterproof Air Base when we launched the MRM. I was there. Now, you touched on us sharing this burden. And I think it's critical that the burden is shared. The subject life orientation at our schools, how do you influence the content of that? Finally, I know that it is not compulsory for people to go for HIV AIDS test. The president and we here, at least in the ANC Party Caucus, have debated and discussed this issue to say, while we ourselves must do it in our constituencies, maybe there should be a day in Parliament where members are not forced, but many can come and be tested here and give the lead to the nation. If you, do you call yourself a board? Or a council? A board. Have you considered boarding this train where the MRM might call a press conference and invite players in the different provinces and you also show the way on this matter? I repeat, the current policy is that HIV/AIDS is not a notifiable disease, and also the results are confidential. Even on an occasion like that, people should feel free to bring the doctors they can trust, because it's not everybody you trust. If you don't have trust that this person can keep confidentiality and that, you know, some people want to use this for party political purposes, although the disease does not belong to any political party. On this ideology of suffering from the disease, we are unanimous. All the political parties are unanimous. Now, 99.9% of what I've said are comments for you to look at. Pick up what you think is a question and make sure we don't pass 4:05 as you respond to that. Even if you ignore some of them, I won't complain because I'm the chairperson. But I just want us to wrestle with these issues.
All right, I'll address a couple of them. Life orientation, how do we influence the content? We're in regular discussion with the education department. So these are some of the discussions that we have with them surrounding the whole question of life orientation and the content and so on. So it's really an ongoing dialogue that we're having with them. And then, yes, the idea of employing someone full-time, that is it's a suggestion, it's a very good one. How does South Africa compare with other countries? I don't think really a specific study has been made in this regard. Incidentally, yesterday we had a meeting where a number, even some professors of ethics and so on, were present. And they were actually saying that there's a lot of literature that is already available with regard to issues of ethics, you know, internationally. I remember reading about the role that our good friend Hans Kuhn, that you remember very well, the role that he's playing. There is a global organization that he is chairing. I can't remember it, but it's sort of something that we would want to look at. And then, very important suggestion we are making about the involvement of people in the arts, you know, particularly, I guess, you mean actors and so on and so on. Now, the other day, we were saying that there is actually a need for us to do precisely that, over and above just discussing these issues with them, because, you know, the what do you call it, film, film council and so on. So we certainly are in dialogue with them, and we're hoping that in the not-too-distant future, that we'll be able to come up with some very specific projects. I even made the suggestion that we need to produce, you know, maybe a program such as what used to be called Yizo Yizo, which caused a lot of controversy, but every Wednesday during those during that period, people would be rushing back, especially the parents and so on, to watch that. So that provoked a lot of debate, a lot of discussion, because discussion, debates are very important really for this kind of purpose. But again, this is work in progress. The private sector, in fact, at some stage we even had two members of the of big business participating in our board. And then, the only challenge that we faced was the fact that the business, what do they call themselves? They have a... Business Against Crime. So they have their own little project that they've been running. And we said, fine, let us share experiences, share support and so on. But in terms of making more resources available, this has been quite a bit of a challenge. I remember at some stage, one of the ministers who was serving on our board, she even promised to, I think, to invite business to something like a dinner or breakfast, during which we would then make a presentation to them. But again, we've really tried. Some parastatals have come to our help in terms of funding some very specific programs. And I will continue that. And then the composition of the board, it's not always been black people. There have also been some white people and so on and so on. But some of them have had to resign. One of the reasons being that all members of our board attend our meetings. They don't get any even reimbursement for their travel costs and so on. Some of them are used to serving on boards that at least do make a contribution. Certainism, I won't venture into that one. It's too dangerous. And then, yes, we do participate in radio and TV programs, but we do not have a specific program with a dates and so on. But again, we'll have to find a way of keeping you informed, but also inviting members of parliament also to participate in some of the talk shows and so on. Finally, yes, I think SIPO. We'll make those, your introduction, my input, and her input available to you.
We've got them. I forgot to tell you, they were that. Yesterday, we apologized for the cover. It was a matter of timing. And I would like to add that we have translated our charter into Braille, and it's going to be printed. The Association for the Blind asked the Deputy President when he was presenting last year to that the Deputy President avails copies of that Braille. So we've got the Charter of Positive Values in Braille. I think, Chair, you made quite a number of suggestions. We'll be working on them, and then we'll be looking at some strategies or looking at some partners that can help us strengthen some of the issues that you have indicated. Thank you.
The first one, like the chair, on the issue of the OT settlement, I assume the question was referring to the funding condition. I've just picked one slide around. All the financials are available from the first year of operation. But if you can just look at the 2005-2006 financial year, you'll see that the grant received from the DOT was 2 million. And you'll also see that the employment cost, already half of that 2 million went to employment cost. It might look like it's a lot of money, almost a million rand of employment cost, but shared between how many people to run MRM. Now, it would already suggest that even the CEO that you have employed at MRM is probably doing this. It's like a donation to the country. Because if three people already share 926,000 rand, how much does the CEO of MRM do? So whatever is left is now to run the office and to run the very same project that the honorable member was asking. What are the projects on the ground? I mean, we can go from the next year to the next year. You'll see, again, 206, 107, 1.3 million. We still have to then pay salaries. People have taken us to court for was there a time when we couldn't pay anybody because the money was just not there. It's difficult to run this institution with the budget that we have. Some of the projects, on the one that you asked me, what are the projects on the ground? In terms of business plan, we've got projects that run up to 18 million rand, like the schools ambassadors project and other projects that have never even seen the light of day because we cannot fund. The plans, the ideas are all there. We just need, we take the suggestions from the chapters and to engage other, you know, businesses to contribute because we've got the plan. But we can't take off with this kind of funding. And we do appreciate the little grant that you get from the DAC, but at least we do what we've done as our
government. Chair, keep the portfolio committee informed and up to date about what you do and plan to do, because as they discuss the budget of the department, they've got influence. Now, with the new bill, Parliament will also be able to amend a budget, unlike in the past when they couldn't. So it's in your own interest to take us seriously, because you're talking for the people who represent her, who we represent and who vote for us. So you know where we are vulnerable. Is there, this is a time of grace. From the department, do you have a comment to make? I am personally not impressed that for so many years, only 22 million has gravitated towards the MRM. It was launched with huge fanfare and patronage located in the highest office of the country, the presidency. We are all aware that the soul of this nation is in serious trouble, including for us honorable members. You don't know when you go to a political meeting, especially elective ones, whether you should not secure bodyguards who will protect you against your neighbor because you're contesting for a same position. It's extraordinary.
extremely dangerous. That's how countries became banana republics and dictatorships. That's why we fought apartheid. When people could not compete and compete fairly, some were left out and fear was the order of the day. That's not the nation we struggled and fought for. That's not a democracy we worked for. It's a very strange development. So we ignore the MRM at our own peril. And what country do we leave for our children and our grandchildren? This paltry sum, maybe you deserve it because of the invisibility of your programs and projects. Maybe you deserve it. Maybe you don't deserve it. People just think, what is MRM until their house is on fire? Department, what's your take on this matter? You know my body language. When I'm happy, you know it. And when I'm really worried, you can read it on my face.
Except that, Honorable Chairperson, I'm not wearing my glasses. I can't see you quite clearly. So I'm not able to read. And thank you very much for the opportunity. It is indeed a matter of great concern that we have got such limited resources for such a great cause. But I think it also reflects on the concerns that we have had in the past, in the sense that people concentrated on reconciliation, we concentrated on economic empowerment and the issues of social cohesion were not coming to the fore. And to a large extent, some of the things that we see emanate from that quote-unquote not neglect, but a state of not paying enough attention. I do hope that with the lot of political debate that is going on issues of social cohesion, national identity, that the issues of moral regeneration would receive far better attention. A few days ago, I received an email from the presidency that the president wants to launch issues of social cohesion, national identity campaign on 27th of July this year. And we will partner with moral regeneration on that, and so that they can also get political visibility. You know, because I think that's where some of the deficits is coming. I always say that I don't know if we can also simplify, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members.
I can only give you another minute if you will conclude by promising something.
Yes. We have got a trouble of perceptions. And Father Mkatra had alluded to that, that once you start talking moral regeneration, you are thought of like you are old-fashioned, it's conservatism, it's all the things that are uncool. And so we will do that. The promise I'm going to make, Chairperson, is that I want to find some little money, which I do not have, to help moral regeneration get a person to do fundraising for them. Because it's a specific skill to do fundraising. And I do not... I can look at Father Mkatra and say, but Father, please do fundraising. But does his schedule even allow it? There are all other things. And so we will look outside of this for a resource person to actually do fundraising. And I think it will alleviate some of this.
You've made the promise and your time has expired.
Yes, thank you.
We want to conclude in this fashion because we cannot afford to have a fruitless meeting on this very important issue. Keep your reputation for unqualified audit opinions. It does assist us in our work, and it assists you as you fundraise. Defend the gains you have made. Defend the gains you have made. Two, the department we are happy, we don't run the department, the separation of powers here, but we, the representatives of the people, want you to take this challenge very seriously. And thank you, that's not all you can offer. But thank you for that offer, but it's not all you can offer. We want this group empowered. After what I'm saying now, I'll say finally. On our part, we promise to create big problems as we handle your next budget. This one has, budget 13 has passed. Whenever we see some unspent money, some rolled over money, we shall remember that money is gathering dust when there are entities such as the MRM which are suffocating financially. So, honorable members, I think we agree. We look for every cent that is idling and make sure there's that process where, what do you call it, pushing money from one program to another. That's a word for it. I used to remember it when I was 60. Now I'm well above 60. In conclusion, I was invited to meet one of our key leaders in this institution. Today's not, I'm not in the mood of naming names. And we discussed the place and role of this committee for the cohesion of our nation, including nation building. A very key leader. And he said, if we lose in the area in which you're involved, we lose everything else. Is that serious? I'm not misrepresenting anybody. So we cannot afford to fail in this area. We dare not fail. Personally, I've been very fortunate in my deployment. I've not regretted one. When I went to transport, people were afraid the taxi people will kill me, that kind of thing. But we transformed the taxi industry. Some were even saying the premier wants you to get killed. And I said, my first job, when the ANC found me, they didn't find me idle. They found me preaching life and freedom. That's where they found us. So I said, because there's lots of death there and killings, that's exactly where I want to be. Now here, honorable members, by different political parties, we deployed in this portfolio committee that deals with this critical central place of the life of our nation. Let us take it seriously. Let us rise to the challenge and do what we need to do. If we fail, I think all religions will agree. God will get stones to do what we failed to do. With these many words, I said I'm good in mathematics. I know the difference between few words and many words. I want to thank you, and will only allow one word from the leader. There, I'm not using mathematics. One word can say nothing. Say your final word, and honorable members will remain for the remaining part of the business, which will be short.
Well, mine is to thank you, honorable chairperson and other honorable members, for receiving us so well and giving us the audience, but also the pledge of your support, which we really need very, 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 very seriously, because on our own, we cannot succeed. So, and we promise that we'll keep you fully informed about what it is that we are doing, the challenges facing us, but also the successes, maybe unexploited opportunities as well. Now, let me also conclude by saying that one of the reasons why some people always say, well, MRM, what do you really need money for? You've got a chairperson who's a Catholic priest, he's not paid, he doesn't need money. You need money what for? So we won't give you money because, you know, we've got a guy who's when I get a chairperson who is married and who has got a family and who is paid full time. Not this one who's just doing work because he believes in it. Anyway, with this way, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. I'm happy you don't know my physical address because you would come to breakfast and lunch and supper.